How do you get more clients? By first becoming the client yourself. What's good? It's Rob Cressy and welcome to Built for the Game. And I've really been energized and inspired by the Built for the Game concept. Built for the Game of entrepreneurship through the adversities and the challenges that we go through and our ability to thrive in any situation. And this also includes both your business and your personal life. And one thing that is on my mind and that of so many people all the time is, how do I get more clients? And what I want to share with you are two stories around what I believe has been foundational for me in the creation of clients in my business for more than the last decade and can be for you too. And that's all around creating yourself as the client first. And where I first lived into this as an entrepreneur was at the very beginning of my journey in creating Bacon Sports. And I created a sports comedy blog and website where we are creating hundreds and thousands of articles and videos and podcasts and social media every single day for like 3 years in a row. It's how we got prolific at content creation. And boom, we could do it with our eyes closed because we are sports fans. We love talking about sports. This is just what we do and who we are. And for me, it was obviously my dream as well. So boom, let's go. I'm all in on this. And in the process of building that business, one of the challenging parts about this was the media model was broken. And I knew it because I had a background in online advertising sales where you sell digital advertising inventory to advertisers. And that's how most media companies create their revenue. So with this in mind, I looked to build a model that wasn't built on the advertising-based model because I saw the holes in the game as better than anybody else. But it didn't mean that I had the answer of what I was going to replace it with. So I kept on cooking and creating and creating and creating. And the thought that kept going in my mind was, all right, who does not need to monetize via online advertising revenue from that being their main source? And the light bulb went off in my head, and it was brands that want to market to sports fans, that they're not selling banner advertising. No, they want sports fans to come into their world. So with that, the pivot or the next iteration of Bacon Sports became a sports content studio where we helped brands engage and market to sports fans with content creation and building this engagement and building this community. And while working on creating more clients, the very first thing that I did was reverse engineered how we were our own client for the first 3 years. Because who better to help someone market to sports fans than someone who's been doing it on a prolific level for the last 3 years? And oh, by the way, you are marketing to us. So if you bring a product to us and you want it to resonate with sports fans, I just sit there and I'm like, all right, would I want this or not? If no, what would I want? And immediately the lens of creating myself as my first client allowed us to create a lot more clients because we understood this so well because it was who we are. You'll hear this again in the next story as well. It's part of the DNA of who you are. And it's been very valuable this way because we oftentimes look externally for where we want to create more clients. But oftentimes, just look at what you're amazing at and think about what that looks like for you. And of course, we documented that entire journey, and it's what helped us build that business to be able to do some pretty cool and fun things in the world of sports. So that was the first instance there, and it actually relates to a quote that changed my life that a mentor told me at the very beginning of my journey. If you ever hope to get paid to do what you love, you better be doing it already. You know what? That's creating yourself as your first client 101 as well. As you're doing it, you're doing it, you're doing it, you're doing it. And I'm sharing this because in an entrepreneurial journey, we start a lot of things. This is not just you understand this concept once conversation, because you will continually be having new products and services and ideas and business partnerships and so many things. And being built for the game of entrepreneurship is oftentimes the way that you think about things, or the way that you see things, or the way that you can use your creativity and innovation to drive growth, to drive value, to help other people all at the same time. So this is actually a tool in your toolbox as an entrepreneur and a creator, and as a high-level business professional that wants to do great things. You sit there and you say, all right, I can turn myself into my own client. Let's go. Now I've got a story to tell. I can go ahead and use that story and do so with my eyes closed. And the second story here is like a decade later on creating my coaching business. As I've mentioned numerous times, I never set out to become a coach ever. This was never part of my purview that, Rob, one day you'll be coaching people. No, I just lived like a coach for more than a decade because entrepreneurship is the greatest personal growth and development program known to man. And I just had to keep getting better and better and better nonstop. And when you're all in on something, you're willing to do literally whatever it takes to succeed. So what did I do? Audited the most successful people in the world. What are their habits? What are their routines? What are they doing every single day? How are they thinking? What are they reading? What are they listening to? Where are they going? All right, let's start mimicking that, because I'm at zero and I don't know any of this stuff whatsoever. And slowly but surely, I was my own client without even realizing it for becoming a coach, because I was all in on personal growth and development, so that when a CEO of an ad agency reached out to me saying, hey, can you coach my sales team to make them better at business by being better at life? I was like, of course I can. I can do that with my eyes closed, because that's who I am and what I do. So once again, I never have to think about any of this from the coaching side of things on developing other people or developing yourself. This is just this is my lifestyle. This is how I live. So it can come so natural. And I know in the world of coaching on who's real and who's not and gurus and all this stuff that's out there, boom, is the person living it every single day. That's how you do it. So I once again was my own client. So now the story that I can bring to the table on how I can help you transform or grow your life in any area, it's an authentic one. It's a relatable one. It's who I am. And once again, look within. Look within. It's your story that you're telling. And I love this, because this is another example of what I call effortless effort. When you can do some things that are so natural and positive moving forward that you don't even have to think about it, where it's almost effortless effort. And when you're air quotes selling or creating from this capacity, this is how you create more clients, is by sharing this truth of who you really are. And you can speak this from a certain perspective. And I wanted to share this because as I am leaning more into Built for the Game and the vision of it and what's possible and how I can help you and other people, and one of my goals is to help 10 million people. So I'm really dialing in the way that I'm seeing this entire game and how I can share value, share knowledge, help you out on your journey. I am going to do so. And all of this is about these little fractal pieces of entrepreneurship, business, and in life, that when you are on a path for greatness, we are fighting for inches. It's like inch, 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 because every single one of these things is so intentional, because it's self-awareness 101. It's where we start this entire journey from. We are in charge of every single aspect of our life. Therefore, our thoughts, our actions, our decisions, these little micro natures is what Built for the Game ultimately becomes about. So to wrap a bow on this, on the way that you can create more clients by first becoming the client yourself, my encouragement for you, number one, audit your story. What is that story of who you are and what you've created and what you're doing now? And how can you use that in a way that can help elevate the messaging, the positioning, the power of what you are talking about with who you are talking about right there. And then number two, let's look forward into the future. It's inevitable you're going to start more businesses, more new things. What is it that you would love to get paid to do? And are you doing it already? Do you have an idea? Is it something completely different? For me, this is a frequency. I'm always thinking about what's next, what's new, who can I connect with at all times. So audit yourself. Are you already doing this? Or what are you already doing that could turn into something else? And I've got two resources to share with you to help you out on your journey. Number one, I created a 7-day email course called a Vision Ignition Blueprint. It is something that for the last year I've been living in the world of vision, and I want to help you create immediate clarity of vision by sharing 7 simple success habits that I've done on a daily basis for the last few years that really helped me get clear on my vision in my daily actions so that I could always keep the main thing the main thing. And best of all, this is simple, this is easy, and this is fun because you're completely in control of your own vision. So why would we not want more clarity of vision? So go to robcressy.com/ignite. The way that I designed this thing was you'll get an email a day for 7 days. There's a video in there. There's some action items. It's very tactical. It is on the highest level possible for someone who's looking to grow their mindset, their personal growth, and their business at the same time. This is what the best in the world do. And I'm giving it to you for free because the best thing that I can do is break this stuff down in simple frameworks so that those who want to take action, they can go ahead and take action on it. So go to robcressy.com/ignite to sign up for the 7-day Vision Ignition Blueprint email course. And then number two, one of the things that I'm really leaning into that I'm really excited about is the creativity side of things. One of the phrases on my mind right now is imagination factory. I've got a new declaration. I am an imagination factory, where I sit there and it's like, huh, if Rob was an imagination factory, what would he be doing? What would he be thinking about? Who would he be connecting with? What would he be doing every single day? And I was like, I really like the energy of this. So I decided I want to start having more conversations with awesome people doing awesome things and have these conversations be living in the world of imagination. If you're someone who wants to get down, have a 30-minute imagination session, go to robcressy.com. It's easier. CressyCreating.com. Go to CressyCreating.com. Sign up for a free 30-minute imagination session. You and I will jam about what's on your mind, what's on my mind, how we can help each other, have some fun, do it in a very fun and creative manner. And really enjoyed this episode. Hope it helped. I'm really going to work on being intentional about creating more specific action-oriented things to help you be built for the game. Sending tons of good vibes your way. Hope you have yourself an amazing rest of the day.